On Midwest Week, problems with the Iowa budget and the growing list of candidates for governor. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Aaron Murphy, bureau chief in Des Moines for Lee Enterprises, and his work appears here in the Quad City Times. So, Aaron, there seems to be some controversy over how big the deficit is in the Iowa state budget this year. So how different are the estimates?
Well, what it came down to at the last second was about $14.5 million. And it wasn't so much a difference of opinion on the number, more as much as it was some people were surprised that it came in that low. There were some early estimates that said that the final shortfall was going to be somewhere around maybe $50 million or even more. So when the state announced a few weeks ago here that the shortfall was only $14.5 million and that they'd be able to patch that without calling a special legislative session, that kind of raised some red flags for some people who wondered how they got to that number.
So how did they get to that number? Is it a matter of interpretation, or is there some political reason for the different estimates?
And I'll do my best here, because the state's budget director briefed reporters, including myself. I attended that briefing, and it literally took, I think it was an hour and a half to go through the whole presentation to explain how these numbers wound up where they did. And the shortest version is that there were some transactions that basically resulted in, you know, net gains to the state much higher than they expected. They kind of ballparked for one number, and it turned out to be a lot higher. And so there was ultimately, at the end of the day, much more money in the account that they in the state's accounts than they expected. And so that final shortfall was much lower than they expected it. It's a line that's divided pretty politically over who accepts that explanation and who questions it. But there are some who want to see a closer look at the books to make sure that nothing unseemly was done here.
Now, the state treasurer of Iowa has weighed in on the governor's proposed solution. Is he right, or is this more politics too, Aaron?
Yeah, that's an interesting little issue here. And what his specific criticism isn't about the budget numbers themselves, but that he thinks, as I said, that the final shortfall was about $14.5 million, and they... to pay that off, they had about $1.5 million in the budget's ending balance, and then they took $13 million from an economic emergency fund. And what the treasurer is concerned about is that transfer, that $13 million transfer, was not legal. He thinks it violates the Iowa law because it didn't meet certain requirements that are in place before the governor is able to do that. So that's a kind of a legal question that hasn't been flushed out yet, and we probably haven't heard the end of that to determine whether that $13 million transfer was appropriate.
And if I had to guess, this matter might continue through next year for some reason or other?
Yeah, I mean, in one form or the other. Obviously, when the legislators come back in January for the legislative session, there's going to be, regardless of whatever else happens to the rest of it, they have 13 more million dollars that they have to pay back. And then also looking ahead to the next year's budget and the impact all these transfers have had, because this wasn't the first transfer they've made. They've already borrowed over $100 million to plug holes in the budget year that just ended. So this is going to be an issue that's going to be ongoing through at least the next legislative session.
Okay, and it's not just Democrats who want to run against Governor Kim Reynolds next year. Who are some of the Republicans who have said they're in the race so far?
Yeah, there's two others that are in the Republican primary for governor. Probably the most well-known one is Ron Corbett, the mayor of Cedar Rapids. And he's been out there and had a good start to his fundraising. According to his campaign, we won't be able to see that officially until January when reports are due. But he said that he was able to raise almost $1 million very early in his campaign. So he has gotten off to a strong start. And then Stephen Ray, who's the mayor of Boone, has also jumped in. So it like you said, it's not just Democrats. Kim Reynolds has some primary challenges in this race next year as well. Now, she has a lot of built-in advantages as the incumbent in her own party, so she will be tough to defeat in that primary, but she's not going to be able to coast through anyway.
And what about major players in the Iowa Republican Party? Are they taking sides yet, or are they going to hang around the sidelines and wait till next year?
Governor Branstad, before he became Ambassador Branstad, said that he supports Kim Reynolds to be the next governor. Obviously, she was his lieutenant since 2011. But he can't actively campaign for her while serving as ambassador. But it's kind of, you know, he gave his endorsement before he took that role. The others, I don't believe we've had official declarations yet, but the sense is that the establishment Republicans in the state will largely be supportive of Kim Reynolds.
Okay. Now, how about the list of Democrats? How many do we have so far?
I believe at our last count, we we've held steady now for a little while at 7. I think we were up to as many as 9 maybe at one point. We've already had 3 who said they were either looking into it or running and have withdrawn. And we've settled on 7 now. So that's been the number, and I expect that to be the number at least through the end of the year. And we'll see if some of those people decide to drop out next year. But for now, we got 7 Democrats in line.
And are there any among the 7 couple that people are considering sort of the top contenders for the nomination next year?
Well, I think if you look at kind of, there are some ways, again, since we don't have fundraising numbers yet to be able to tell how much support they're getting that way, you look at when they come to events and the number of supporters who come out and you know, are holding signs or organizing in different ways. So we have ways of kind of sensing, and there are a few that jump out in that way. Nate Bolton, who's a state senator from Des Moines, he's had a lot of support. He's been endorsed by a lot of the labor unions. Fred Hubble, a Des Moines businessman, he's had a lot of support latched onto his campaign as well. Kathy Glasson, she's kind of made a pitch for the progressive wing of the party and has some support from that faction. And then you have some others. Andy McGuire, she's a former state party chairwoman, so she obviously knows a lot of people and has a lot of ties to, you know, activists and donor networks and things like that. So I think you've got, you know, 3 or 4 that are kind of rising to the top at this point. But it's going to be – one thing I should note, it's going to be interesting to see with 7 candidates, one of the things that candidates are preparing for is if none of them get 35% in the primary – it goes to a delegate election. So the winner has to have more than 35%. So even if the winner has 34 or less, that person doesn't win. It goes to a delegate election. So candidates are also preparing for the possibility of that and kind of courting those folks that'll be delegates next year.
So after losing control of the state in recent years to the Republicans, is anyone giving the Democrats chances of winning something statewide next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's why this gubernatorial election for Iowa Democrats is just huge, just for those reasons you stated. Everything has gone red in Iowa in the last couple of years, and there's no Senate race, so there's no statewide Senate seat. Neither Joni Ernst nor Chuck Grassley are up for election this year. So the top of the ticket statewide is that governor's race. It's the first opportunity for Democrats to get back at least one piece of the state power here at the Capitol, now that there's an all-Republican legislature. So that gubernatorial race is just absolutely huge for Democrats to try and get back some of the losses they've suffered in the last couple of elections.